broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Wednesday night edition of Sports Talk. We're getting us started a little late today. Jack was running a little late with Insight. Jen Thompson, once again, does a great job. And what a sweet girl.
She is a sweet girl.
And the success stories out there are amazing. And we could all use it. And God knows I could use it.
She's high energy.
But you got to do it. You got to do it here first.
Yeah.
You got to get your mind right, you know.
Yep.
She's great. Hey, we're here at Sports Talk, and we welcome a head volleyball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Chelsea Rogers.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
How are you, kiddo?
Pretty good.
You got to be exciting. We open up tomorrow night.
Season's about here.
Yeah. First day of
school. We're going down to Arcam tomorrow.
Yep.
And we got some tornado. What's going on? I hear some stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Emergency alert extreme.
You got the tornado shelter.
Shelter now open at Kokomo Event Center. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that. We're good.
All right.
I wouldn't mind a big old storm coming through here. I don't think we ain't going nowhere.
We don't want we don't want high winds and stuff blowing away.
Why? it's part of the storms.
I really don't want to have to replace my roof. And
oh, for God's sake, Spencer, that roof ain't going nowhere. That's an old roof.
That baby hold up.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Hey, what about Brent and Ekamp last night? A little house fire? God love Brent.
House fire.
Brent and Kim and the kids, and I know a lot of people are kind of curious as to what happened. Well, evidently their dehumidifier caught on fire down the basement.
Yeah.
And I talked to Roger Leonards today, and he said they were lucky. He said that thing could have went up fast.
Is that right?
They got a lot of damage, and Roger estimated they're going to be out for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just from smoke damage?
Yeah, he said there's soot everywhere. He said it's going to be a miserable cleanup.
So. Ooh, yeah.
So is that, did they hear the smoke alarms go off?
Yep.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Check your smoke alarm. You got a smoke alarm? Got her off check?
Yep. Make sure that baby's working.
That's right. So we're joined here by Coach Rogers. And Coach, let's turn the clock back, okay? Let's go back to, let's let everybody know a little bit about Chelsea and how you got started and where you're from and your whole... The whole grown up of Chelsea Rogers. So,
well, this will be my eighth year as a varsity coach, and
are you kidding me?
8 years?
You're not that old.
I am.
She's 23.
She's 23 years old. Start coaching when she's 15.
I was hired right out of college at Lipsick, and got started there at 22. Or so, and I loved volleyball, obviously, in high school, and didn't really plan on playing volleyball in college, and ended up playing basketball, and that changed when I transferred to Ohio Dominican, and I played, I think if I didn't make that change, I probably wouldn't be coaching volleyball now, and I played both at Ohio Dominican, where Kendra Seifring is currently at, and they needed a volleyball coach, so I stepped in and did some good things there, and knew that's not where I wanted to stay and raise a family, so just so happened Fort Recovery kind of popped up on the radar, and interviewed, and just so happened to have a special ed job opening, and kind of all worked out.
Good. You went to Botkins High School,
yeah,
right? And two sports star?
Yep. Yeah. I played on a national club team we kind of went all over, didn't stay in Ohio very much, and I actually played with an Olympic volleyball player, Nicole Fawcett from Ben Logan, and I had a little barrel, went to Ohio State, and we all went Division I, except I went for basketball, and that was a cool experience, but with that, and I played two AAU teams, so I was pretty busy with... Did play softball, but had to give it up.
So you went to Central Michigan on a basketball,
Western Michigan.
On a basketball scholarship.
Yep.
And you love volleyball and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
A little better basketball player?
I don't know. Everyone asks me which one I like better. I think I was naturally better at volleyball, and I thought it was a little more fun, I think. And basketball, my dad kind of drilled it into my head. And
right.
But I obviously loved it just as much. And I don't know. I just didn't. I got recruited for volleyball, but I don't know. I guess I just didn't ever think I was good enough to play in college. And yeah, but.
Well, good. So, you went to Western Michigan, graduated, or went to, then transferred to Ohio Dominican, graduated, got your degree, got the job at Lipsick, and you led a Lipsick program that you took over that was okay to us. You went to state. Is that correct?
No, okay. We won. Let's see. And at Lipsick, there's two leagues. We won the league. We won the both leagues in 2011 and was undefeated. We were undefeated in the regular season, and then we got upset by Crestview in district finals. But that's as far as we went. We've hit Macomb. They went to state almost every year. But yeah, I won the league every year there except for my first year, and had some really good players. I have a player playing at Kent State, and then Kelly Nodler's playing at Ohio Dominican with Kendra, and had some girls go to Columbus State and some little smaller schools, but it was a good school. But
so I remember me, you, and Hobbsy sitting at I think it was a basketball game, and Hobb says you walked in, and Hobbsy said that is going to be our next head volleyball coach.
Yep,
and we're like, what makes you say that? And evidently, you was at what. Didn't you come to visit here once or something? Did you interview and watch a game or what? How'd that all play?
My dad actually was
refereeing. That's what it was.
Yeah. Refereeing. Yeah.
And I think at that point, did I already interview? I'm not sure. I know I ran into Cassie Ramon and Kendra Seifring at a club practice, and they're like, "We have a position open. You should interview." Blah blah blah. So I got a hold of Kurt and set it up, but I'm not really sure. I think I had the job by that point, but maybe not. I'm not sure.
So you came directly from Lipsick to Fort Recovery.
I actually taught at Bakken's.
You did?
Yeah, part-time there. And I traveled back and forth that year. It was a pain in the rear.
That's a long day.
Yeah, I was going to say. It was about 2 hours of traveling, but I wanted to finish that out.
So the Fort Recovery job gets open. You come to a program that was okay, kind of like Lipsick. And you knew going in, good kids, okay volleyball program, but in a conference that isn't going to win many games.
Right. And you know, at Lipsick, we had a couple strong teams in the conferences, and at Fort Recovery, it's every team's a strong,
everybody.
Strong team. So, and, you know, our goal as coaches was to build it up from the bottom, and I think we're getting there, and we're finally like seeing the like it's happening, and so that's the good thing, and we knew that's where it needed to start, and to get players out of old habits, and just have a stronger mentality, and that mental toughness factor has been a challenge, but they show up every day no matter what, and
I'm one of them.
Before I get ahead of myself, but
there
yeah.
you go. No. So, coach, you get here and you you meet the team and you see us play and you're thinking, hey, these girls are pretty good. Then we get into a conference that's absolutely ridiculous when it comes to volleyball. So, do you have to change your mindset as far as, I mean, did you have an idea that it was going to be this tough coming in?
That's a tough question. I think I did, but I also was impressed with what I saw. So I knew that it wouldn't build overnight. And, and my goal was just to get them better each year. And, I think we've done a pretty good job doing that. Obviously the MAC record last year didn't show that, but we have won more games every single year. And
absolutely.
So it's on the upswing.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good thing. Yep. How about you lost some seniors last year. Mm-hmm. And actually, some really good ones.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But you were also really young.
Yes.
If I remember right. Yep. I mean, I remember going a few games and
a lot of freshmen.
And that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
going to
have some experience this year.
Right. And losing Kendra, Morgan, and Kirsten, all three of them are playing in college, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we all get out to see them.
I actually did. I got to see Morgan.
Really?
Yeah, she was down in Kentucky last week. Kelsey was down there, too. So
okay.
I looked over and I thought, I thought it's a Morgan. So we walked over there and we watched her play a couple times.
Okay,
so
yeah.
She looked good.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, she's a tough player. But yeah, like you said, we have young girls back, and I think this preseason, this summer, has been the most fun it's ever been for me in my 8 years. And that's because of the team and how well they gel together. And we've had such a great preseason. And I know they know, and I know that what we've done in the preseason isn't going to, doesn't say a whole lot for the season yet.
Right, but that's where you build, right?
Right.
I mean, that's
yeah.
what's got to happen. Start mm-hmm. anyhow. So do you, the summer, you get AAU teams in, basically, or is that you have a lot of girls that did that, or
club?
A lot of club, I mean. Yep. Yeah.
I think probably 90% of the girls played club, and I got a coach, Paige Judy, and Olivia Patch, and Chloe Showwater, and then I also coached Brenna Holman, Kira Wendell, and Ava Bupp, and Travis coached a sixth grade Fort Recovery club team, which is all Fort Recovery, which was really cool. Which had like the Kanapke Twins and Faith Groovy and some of those girls, but I think that has been a huge, especially for like those eighth graders, now freshmen, having me as a coach and knowing what I expect from them, and it was kind of a smooth transition for them. And but yeah, other than that, we played in a couple of tournaments. We didn't go as far this year because we went to North Carolina last summer, so we kind of kept it. We're in a layman tournament. I'm losing my thought. But we went to a couple of different tournaments and just did really well. And I think some teams were kind of caught off guard, like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, you look at us and we're not humongous. We don't look big and strong. But like I said, defensively, we're
solid
really,
defensively.
Right. And, they have a lot of energy and they love the sport, and like they're super fun to coach. And
they were in here, a couple of them were in here last week, and they were actually talking about how much fun they're having. You know, mm-hmm. I think you can just kind of tell that you got them gelling together a little bit, and they seem to enjoy each other, and that's a big part of it.
Oh yeah, in volleyball it is momentum that energy can carry a team. But Diana Kramer, who was St. Henry's coach last year, went to New Bremen, and we were at Farallon playing, and we whooped on Anna. I don't even know if they scored more than 10 points. And Diana was watching, and she came over to the coach and was like, I'm getting my team in here and watching how you guys play. You guys play together. They're loud. They're energetic. You can tell that's why they're playing so well, is they get the team part.
That's a pretty good compliment from a girl who from a coach who's won state,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you look, coach, at your girls' program, And club volleyball has just exploded. I mean, it has absolutely exploded. And from your standpoint, as a volleyball Jones, you got to love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you take a Fort Recovery program and I'm not saying it, 0-9 in the MAC last year. Three seniors all go play college volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to tell Pretty me impressive. That club volleyball is not big.
Big.
That right there shows you three girls playing college, and I'm sure got some money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like Morgan, I mean, she just had bad luck with the injuries and stuff.
That hurt us big in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I watched her this weekend. She can hit. I mean, you can tell. She had to hurt you. I mean, when her not being there, if you'd have had her,
mm-hmm.
could have made a
Absolutely,
big difference.
Absolutely,
big difference.
The thing about our volleyball program is we didn't get blowed out in any games.
No.
No.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So we're there. We are there. Now, it's just like when Coach Patch took over, we got to teach them how to win.
Yeah.
And when they start tasting that and getting that feel, that's got to be the thing that triggers them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you're just chomping at the bit because it's getting close, mm-hmm. you know? And I know you're competitive.
Yep.
Your dad ain't.
No, not at all. I didn't get it.
No, I don't think so. Let's take a break and then we'll come right back with Chelsea. Bubba.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. School is back in session for some and on the horizon for others. We'd like to remind you of all the great savings we offer. We ad match other store ads all the time. We double manufacturer coupons up to 75 cents every day. We have a great selection of fresh meat in our Pick 5 for $25 section. Hot deli items include lunch specials Monday through Friday, $10 Tuesdays, and savings on chicken buckets every Wednesday and Sunday. Visit Wayne IGA for details. Traditional service, historical value. Thank you from Wayne IGA and Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for great low-mileage vehicles. Hastings has a 2012 Chevy Equinox LTZ two-wheel drive. It's champagne in color with leather interior, 43,000 miles. It's a local trade, and it's only $17,100. Hastings Auto also has a 2014 GMC Terrain SLE 2 package, all-wheel drive. It's black, has remote start and many other features, 21,000 miles, and it's only $22,200. Check out pictures of these and many other great vehicles at HastingsAuto.com or stop by and test drive one today. Hastings Auto is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday nights until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
The staff at Tin Man's is happy to announce Fins at Tin's. All through the month of August, Tin Man's will be having Fins at Tin's. Tin Man's have received a special delivery of kegs of land shark, and they'll be selling 16-ounce glasses of land shark all month for only $1. And on Tuesdays, we have wing and draft night, where they're only 75 cents. Don't miss Fins at Tin's during the month of August. Again, 16-ounce glasses of land shark for only $1 all month long. That's Tin Man's in downtown Historic Fort Recovery.
You heard the new show on Fort Recovery Radio, Breakfast with Bill, live every weekday morning from 6:15 to 7:15, then replayed again at 9 a.m. that day for people who can't get up that early. Bill Stogler is going to catch us up on stories of interest around the area and around the world, news, sports, weather, and anything else that comes up. Randy Bonvillain will be in the studio to fill us in on entertainment news and more. The perfect way to start your day, lots of information, lots of fun. So tune in to Breakfast with Bill live at 6:15 to 7:15 every weekday morning. Then catch the replay at 9 every morning on Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
God dang it. Now, last week we had Chuck bringing in tunes.
Jamming.
I mean, we was coming into all kinds of 80s rock and ballads. And
we were.
What happened, Spencer? You just say, you just point your finger at us and start talking, boys.
Sorry.
Huh? Let's go. Let's get some tunes on there. We're out.
Okay. I can get some tunes on there, I guess. You probably won't like anything I play.
And
I like
if you're out there listening and there's a line of thunderstorms coming through here, but I don't think it's nothing severe as it was this afternoon. Went through Kokomo and Burn and Van Wert and up that way. But there is a line of storms coming through and batting down the hatches, but man, that's good sleeping fee.
Oh, I love that.
I love sleeping under the thunderstorm. Is that the best feeling ever?
Yeah.
So we're joined up here with Coach Rogers, and let's talk a little bit about this year's team and some goals that you had coming in. Talk a little bit about your team goals.
I mean, obviously, coming from last year, being 0-9, our main focus is getting better every day, and my mentality is taking it one game at a time. And we have things we talk about at the scrimmages, like limiting our unforced errors and just playing smart. And there's no reason why we go to the middle of the league and the top of the league. I think we just got to climb the ladder. So
how about your staff? Who you got?
Travis Guggenbiller is our JV coach, and Diana Rammel is our 7th grade coach, and Donna Bates is our 8th grade coach.
Perfect.
Yep.
And you got some teams down there that are winning, right?
Yep. They just played, yesterday. They played Versailles as a non-league game, but they both came away as with a victory and did really well. I mean, we have a lot of numbers in the seventh grade, and the eighth grade is coming off a MAC championship last year.
Right.
And,
that's got to make you feel good. You got a lot of young ones coming up that are look promising.
Yep.
So you go into this season, Coach, and Fee talked a little bit about playing a lot of young girls. So this year's team's kind of the same way. You got a lot of youth.
Yep.
And you got a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you carrying 10 girls on your varsity? What do you got?
It's right around, I mean, there's some girls playing both, but right around 11, 12.
Okay. All right.
You know, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but Travis and I's goal, you know, we talked about, like, we want to get the program to be upperclassmen heavy, you know, and we're still at the point where we're underclassmen heavy.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, but we're getting there. And I think, you know, this year we have Paige Judy, who will be a freshman. And we have...
she's athletic as all get out, man.
You look at her and...
I loved watching her last year as an eighth grader.
She was really good.
Yeah.
And then we have quite a few sophomores that are in big roles. I mean, we have our two middles are sophomores, Cassidy Martin and Brooke Garkey. And we have our setter, Maddie Rammel. And Hannah Kanapke is kind of our utility player that we're using. So that's five of our players. And then Faith Colleague is always... also sitting, so I mean, you have a good six, you know, that are in the younger.
And then you got, so like on a deal like Paige, as a freshman, do you have to say, I got a player because she's a freshman? You know, we got to take our lumps with her because she's going to make freshman mistakes.
Yeah.
But in the long run, she can play that.
Yeah. Paige has got such an advantage because she's tall and she can jump. And a lot of times it's, you're not very tall, but you can jump, or, you know, you're shorter, but you can jump, or, you know, she's got the combo where she doesn't really have to try, and she can get over the block pretty easily, and, yeah, she will make her mistakes, and, but...
So, Chelsea, is she a hitter, or she
she's an outside hitter, and, you know, right now, Cassidy Martin's actually struggling with her shoulder a little bit, so we're kind of... resting her a little bit, but you know she may go in the middle tomorrow for a little bit, and you know
you got a couple girls coming off injuries that are like Kelsey Judy is back and the college girl is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got, and then you got your sophomore girls consist of.
Yep, and then the Madison Rammel I mentioned.
Okay, you Maddie, and then who else? Other sophomores?
Cassidy Martin, Brooke Arkey, Hannah Kanapke, and then Faith College.
Well, so you got five sophomores along with a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so that's young.
That's young.
Yep.
And then your juniors are?
Kyle Wendell, Carly Stone, Alexis Bupp, and who am I forgetting?
Check her out, V.
Check her out.
Yeah.
Oh.
She might check her out.
Yeah. Ain't that something, all them kids on there, you just...
Oh, Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey.
Yeah.
So, we're kind of... We've been going back and forth with a 6'2 and a 5'1, and Maddie does a good job. She ran a 5'1 with our club team this past year, and but sometimes...
What's that mean?
There's one setter, so she's going to be playing the front row.
She plays the whole way, right?
And, you know, the disadvantage is usually setters are shorter and they can't block and whatnot, but Maddie's not tall by any means, but she can jump, and she does a decent job up there. But when we do need a big block, we run our 6'2 with Kelsey and Carly Link on the right side, who's 6'2-ish. You know, she's pretty lanky up there, so we kind of use her to handle an outside hitter. Those round out our juniors, and then our three seniors, Devin, Carly, and Audra.
And Devin brings a lot to the table as a really solid senior, and probably a little bit like Kendra last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a little bit quieter, she's got so much power, though.
Good hitter,
And I think we've played our best when she's played her best, and so I'm looking forward to her having a great year. And she's been on the varsity squad since, you know, she got bumped up as a freshman. I wasn't here that year, but her sophomore junior, and then this year, so she's got some veteran experience.
You know, it's funny when you talk about Devin, and this is just my Devin Post story, okay? So, so you know, we've known Devin Post because Al and Tammy always see him around, and Devin's everywhere with him.
Yep.
But Devin's always been shy, basically, you know? Sure. She's quiet.
Yeah.
So I go, she works at Big House now. Mm-hmm. And the transformation of that girl is unbelievable. You know, now she talks and laughs. And the other day I went in there and said, yeah, I need to order up for Stogler. I didn't have anything ordered. You know, I was just getting the newspaper. So she goes and she grabs this old bag. She had no idea. She brings it. I said, I didn't order anything. And she was looked at me like, how about I kill you right now? But, you know, it's funny to see her personality.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure this year on a volleyball court, it's the same thing. She's going to come out of her of being a quiet, and now she's a senior. And she'll
be a leader.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll be a leader, yeah.
And I really expect big things from Devin.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she'll really be a good player for you. Yeah.
So, Chelsea, when you get, like, as a coach, and you get a girl like Devin, maybe she's on fire, do you just, you tell that setter, keep feeding her, keep feeding her. I know a lot of times they go away, you know, you set all over the place. I'm sure you have plays called and stuff, but
volleyball.
I always wondered that.
It's little bit different than basketball. Basketball, you can kind of set the tone, and you have your plays, and you can, I don't know, it's a little more X's and O's. In volleyball, I mean, if you have the defensive squad and the passers, you can kind of work your offense a little bit. But, yeah, mm-hmm. That's my biggest thing. I think if someone's on fire, until they stop them, why not?
Absolutely. I don't get it. I watch it. College drives me crazy. Some girl that Kelsey has, it just was hammering the ball,
mm-hmm.
but it was just like we didn't get her the ball now. Mm-hmm. I was like, just keep giving it to her. Yeah. Until they stop it, let's go.
Mm-hmm. It ain't that cut and dry, Harold.
I know it ain't. I know they got plays and they got to do everything.
It's not. And, you know,
here's my pet peeve.
All right, I like it. We're getting him fired up now. Because
my pet peeve in volleyball is the pass always has to go to the setter.
Yeah.
That drives me freaking crazy. When that ball is right at a girl and she looks at it like, I can't touch it. The setter's got to. And the setter's on the other side running 100 miles an hour. Has no chance of getting to it, and then let it fall on the ground and go. It's like that's what's supposed to happen.
That's such a guy statement.
Oh my god! I watch it, and I'm thinking, can't somebody just hit it? Get it up there.
We were playing with the colleagues up at the school, and they're like, "She's a ball hog. She has to get the ball. Why does she have to get the ball?" I'm like, "It's her job.
That's what they're supposed to do."
Yeah, that's her.
It's incredible, man. It does drive you crazy, though.
Ball
and
driver.
And a lot of times, a girl will say, she'll scream help when she's running across. And the girl will reach out and try to hit it or something. I'm sitting there thinking, just hit it.
Yeah.
But
that's not her job, Fee.
That's not my job. I'm here to hit.
Absolutely. So we open up tomorrow with the Arcanum, at Arcanum.
Right. Yeah.
And Fort Recovery Radio will be there, Spencey, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Steve and we're going to try to do all the games.
Steve Stone and Darian Schiffer. We've had a couple of connection problems. That was Ansonia. I think we should be good at Arcanum.
Uh-huh. Yep. And you know, we'll make sure that after a game or a win or something, get your butt up there and talk to them, you know. And I'm sure they'll like to interview. So let's talk a little bit about your school and your teaching. What do you teach? Where are you teaching? What are you teaching?
Fort Recovery at the high school. I am this intervention special ed. Mm-hmm. It's kind of turned its name to an intervention specialist, but we do a lot at Fort Recovery. It's really cool. We do a lot of co-teaching, and so we're in the classroom with those lower students, and we kind of do a little dual teaching. I'm with Minnie Luthman in the English classroom, and then also this year I'm with Janice Oshalo in algebra, but I do a pull-out math section in first period and then some intervention periods where we just do some reteaching. And it's a great atmosphere, and I love it.
Good first day?
Yeah. Yep.
Good.
Kids were good. I think the freshmen, we've been warned, you know, but I think it'll be a smooth year.
Good year?
Yeah.
It's amazing life's journeys, you know, and it's amazing the Rogers family who I met your dad 20 years ago coaching golf, you know, and I met your brother when I DJed at the New Bremen Bowling Alley. He was always there. He worked there. He was a permanent fixture there. And just a great dude. And now he lives up South Bend, right? Or is that
Elkhart?
Elkhart,
North
right.
Notre Dame.
Right. And now Tony and the Rogers family builds a house here in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Love it.
I do too. And you're here, and now you're gonna marry a Fort Recovery boy.
Yep.
Which tried to get her married last time. Her last time on the show. Remember, we were calling her out.
Yeah.
Come on, Brady. You got to call.
Brady, we cannot meet him. He did. He came through in the clutch, didn't he?
That a boy.
So when are you getting married?
November 26th.
November 26th.
About 3 months away.
It ain't the Ohio State Michigan game, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it ain't.
It's a noon game.
You do not get married on Ohio State
Michigan.
That
is a rule in Fort Recovery. You can't get married on Ohio State.
It's the rule in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, it also may be Fort Recovery State football game as well. So,
ooh,
a lot going on that day.
Huh. So, you'll have
six people at your wedding.
Yeah. Hey.
But you'll have about 900 at midnight.
Yeah.
Everybody will be there at midnight.
Hey, if you need to, you can rent out our studio for your reception.
Yeah, right.
There'll be plenty of room.
Yeah. I don't think so. Let's see. The colleagues, I would say there's right at 6,000 of them.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but they might all be at the football game.
Yeah, no, they'll be at this wedding. So, you get married here in November. You coaching girls basketball, or are you going to take a break?
I am. JV.
Eighth grade?
JV this year.
JV?
You're awesome. JV girls basketball coach.
I am.
Well, good for you.
Yep. Did some summer stuff with
them. Me and Phil be able to gross you out.
Who's that?
Me and Harold.
Oh.
We'll be right there with you.
We don't mess around.
Yeah.
I'll be right there. I miss a few games in November, but.
Whoa.
The honeymoon.
No, we
honeymoon after the
honeymoon
season.
Honeymoon after the season.
Patch, if you're out there, come on.
Can't happen.
Let's go. Cannot happen. Let's take a break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back. Chelsea Rogers, Fort Recovery Indians head volleyball coach.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's way.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Hello, this is Fort Recovery Police Chief Jared Logs, reminding everyone that the first day of school is August 24th. Reminder to pay attention to the children walking, the extra drivers out there, and please pay attention to the school zones. We do enforce the school zone speed limit of 20 miles per hour when signs are flashing and when children are present. Thank you and have a good day.
It's football season once again. Sports fans, come on out Friday, September 2nd to meet your 2016 Indians football team. The Indians will be taking on the Fort Laramie Redskins. From 5 to 7, they will also have meals and a drink for only $5. Preceding the game, the team will also be signing their 2016 team photo from 5:30 to 6, which can be purchased only for $1. Bring the family to meet the team and see the team in action. All proceeds will benefit the football program. And guess what? We will see you there to root on your Fort Recovery Indians on September 2nd for the Meet the Team night.
Nine 15 Wednesday night, Bub and Fee show. Sports talk.
We're back.
Fee, by God, football starts Friday. I'm fired up. You know, volleyball
Chelsea's
starts
fired
tomorrow.
Up tomorrow night. It's
we're fired
be
up.
Awesome.
Junior high football starts when?
Tomorrow.
Thursday. Yep, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I had new
bring. Yep. Junior high volleyball was last night. They both won.
They won.
Did you go up and watch them?
I had a doctor's appointment, so I could not. But I got some good updates. So
good.
I was really upset about that.
You're kind of awesome. No, I'm just, you know, you're kind of awesome at social media, you know, and you have a great rapport with the young kids, you know. I think, like, if I look at, like, Coach Patch and his kids absolutely worship you, the Holman girls. And that is what's going to build this program.
Absolutely.
You know? Because if you look at Patch and you look at Brent and you look at the guys and the Diane McClungs who build the programs.
Yep.
It starts down there.
Sure
you
does.
Know? And these little kids, they idolize this Miss Rogers here. And
tell you what.
And that's where it comes from.
That's what, I mean, with you paying attention to them. I mean, there ain't nothing neater for them little guys when all of a sudden the head coach is here.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's near. I used to, when I coached seventh grade with Cody and them, you know, Patch would walk in, and that was big. Them boys knew this is big. Yeah. Coach is here, you know. And that's why when they were seniors, they'd run through a wall for him, you mm-hmm. know. And I think that's what's going to happen with you, too. I really believe that.
I think I just tell people that my spring is busier than the actual season itself, because you have, I coach two club teams, and then we have Midwest, and mm-hmm. You know, on top of actual job, and so
you get paid coaching club.
Yeah,
do you?
Mm-hmm. You take the traveling out of it, and it is a lot of time. It's a lot of work, and
so do you coach club to build your program, or do you coach club because you love volleyball?
A little bit of both.
I coached the teams I did so that I could coach those young Fort Recovery girls that who are now freshmen. But I also, club is kind of like my chance to start. Not that I don't love it during the season, but it's just a little less stressful, and you just kind of start. I don't know. It's just a little more fun, I guess. Not as much pressure, and so it kind of gets me loving.
So what's the rules there? You can coach as many girls as you want, or there's so many you're allowed to, probably? Or?
Yep, three.
Three on
the
team.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have, like, both of those teams together, because that would have been six of them.
Right.
So, and then you can't coach them past eighth grade, so, in club.
Hmm. Okay, yeah. So.
And the rules itself, I thought you were talking about the actual volleyball rules, but those are a little bit different, which I don't really... That sign.
Boop, boop, boop. I don't know. Yeah. Y'all doing something.
You'd think it'd be match high school, but like you can be in the net, you can go underneath the net, you can touch the top. You know, there's so many different rules that are different from club. So it's kind of like the girls get back from club and they have to get used to the high school rules. And
mm-hmm.
But
do you watch Olympic volleyball?
Uh huh.
You into that?
Mm-hmm. It's
pretty impressive.
You into the Olympics?
Yep.
Did you? Women like the Olympics swimming more than guys. Mm-hmm. You agree with that or not?
Yeah, probably.
They're just into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like gymnastics.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I like gymnastics.
That's
what?
I like
not really.
Yeah. Some of that stuff, I can't believe how good they are.
No.
They're so strong.
There's a lot of it. I can't believe how good they are. Doesn't mean I want to watch them.
Yeah.
Can't believe how powerful tractor-pulled tractors are, but I don't watch them either.
No, are you them either. Guess what I did today?
Watch tractor pull on TV.
I watched tractor pulling on my when Lane come down this morning.
Yeah.
And he was fired up. I couldn't get him. So I just turned tractor pulling on. On YouTube.
Good to get.
40 minutes of watching nothing but Art R. Fonz and Gardner Stone.
Full pole, baby.
He was just fired up about it. So you got a couple shout outs here on your phone. Who are we shouting out here? You got
Troy Hellman.
Troy Hellman. I love Troy Hellman.
Troy's one of our best call ins.
He is. He is awesome, man.
He's awesome.
How Troy, about, if you want to call in, it's 419-516-0702.
Yeah.
Speaking of Troy, he gives me some pointers every once in a while. He says,
are any of them any good?
What's well, he actually, you know, he just says, the girl, they got to want it. They just got to want it. Kyle Wendell, she wants it.
Like, he just, yeah, he's something.
He gets fired up.
Okay, so you get done. We get beat. You go home, and Pappy's sitting there waiting on you. Okay?
Who's waiting on
your Pappy.
Oh, okay.
All right. So does Dad say, Chelsea, we got to do this, we got to do that? Or is he more like, is he a, I mean, I'm sure he's a positive, but I also know Tony enough to know he's a competitor and he's going to, you got to do this, Jerry, you know.
So is he pretty smart in volleyball?
This is his first, it comes out every single time he watches a scrimmage, and he's driver bus a lot this summer. And mm-hmm. No, I don't know a lot about volleyball, but
but
you need to set her more. Or why do you have her in this position, not that position? And usually he's wrong. And
but at least he asks instead of just going off and saying you should have done this. Well, if they're asking, that's a good.
They're
thing.
Not asking. Well, sometimes.
Sometimes he just tells you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So who's your mentor? Who do you look at and say, like, let's say we're struggling and you need to talk to somebody. Who's your first call?
My dad.
Pappy.
Yeah. And with him last year, driving the bus and watching the majority of the games, you know, he was a big, after the season, a big pick-me-up for me. And it was a tough time, and he, you know, brought me back up, and here I am.
Absolutely. And you're here up here, and our program is going to continue to get better with you leading it. And I honestly feel like, and I'm not just saying blowing stuff up you here, you know, I just think that you're the right person for this job. And I know a lot of these, you know, and me and Fee, we're still being idiots, but we're still connected to the kids a little bit because of announcing and booking. And I know they love you, you know. And I think that's half the battle.
That's a big battle, yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
And it all starts tomorrow night, and good luck to you, sweetie. And I appreciate you coming up here. I know you got a long day, and 9:30, and Brady's home wondering where in the hell you're at.
Yeah, what the heck?
We got a house yet?
We do.
Where are we at?
We are, I don't even know if this is legal to say yet, but we're...
You don't have to.
We're closing in.
You're down by the pool.
Yeah. Ryan and Lori Tin's house.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Well, that's perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah, it kind of...
Where's Ryan Tin live?
Down by the pool.
Sweet Breeze.
Back no, he don't.
Back in the big section.
Oh, okay.
You're in the rich section.
Yeah, she's in the rich section.
Oh, she's Snob Hill.
Yeah.
Cowpie?
Yeah. Ryan,
Mud
Jose.
Boat.
Mudboat, all the boys.
The twins, the Canapi twins are my...
Bubba Smith. Doggy.
Doggy.
Oh, Ferg.
Down in there.
You're back in the you're in the mainstream there, bub.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
It's a great.
Oh,
I love that area. It is just so beautiful. And thanks for coming up, kiddo.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Sure, appreciate
it. Make sure you get up here during the season, okay?
Yeah, we'll do.
Because we'll set you straight.
We'll help you out.
All right.
Yeah,
so you should be my first call.
Yeah, Dad can't handle anything. You just call Bubba.
I'm sure we'll help you out. We know a lot about Bubba. He does. He's got a daughter playing for you.
I watch enough.
I watch it all the time, and people ask me stuff. I'm going, I make stuff up. I have no idea. Well, she touched it over the top.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I got no idea.
Hey, we'll be right back, Bubba Fee.
Yep. Out of this.
Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for great, low-mileage vehicles. Hastings has a 2015 Chevy Equinox LT2 package, all-wheel drive. It's champagne in color, has 27,000 miles, and is only $23,300. Hastings also has a 2013 Buick Encore with a convenience package. It's silver, has a sunroof, remote start, and many other options. It's a local trade with only 25,000 miles, and it's only $16,500. Check out pictures of these and many other great vehicles at hastingsauto.com or stop by and test drive one today. Hastings Auto is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday nights until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Tinman's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice-baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half-pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales has compact tractors that are loaded with features that keep you comfortable and productive while saving you time and money. Boomer Tractors from New Holland. Efficiency has never been so smart. You get an outstanding view, easy maneuverability, four-wheel traction when you need it, and the power and versatility to drive a wide variety of implements. Take a test drive and feel the difference. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales soon and take a look at Boomer Tractors from New Holland.
Hi, this is Roger. I invite you to send me your requests by Facebook message or text me at 419-852-6704 so you can hear your song on the air. Tune in Tuesday and Thursday nights at 8 on your Fort Recovery Radio.
Season tickets are on sale now in the high school office for the Fort Recovery Fall Sports. Avoid the ticket lines at the football games by getting your season tickets now. You have several options. Adult football season ticket prices are $25 and students are $15. You can get an adult super ticket that will be good for all home high school and junior high sporting events for $135 or $85 for students. Junior high fall sports adult tickets are $15 and they're only $5 for students. And for the fans who are 65 and older, you can get the senior all-sports ticket for only $25 that'll get you into all high school and junior high regular season home games. But those don't include reserved seats for basketball or football games. It's time to get your fall sports season tickets. Just stop by the high school office Monday through Friday between 8 and 4 and buy your fall sports season tickets now.
And the mic. Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk by Ben Fee. And Chelsea's still here because we forgot to talk about the Mac.
Yeah, what the heck?
And get her opinion on
who's going
on
this. Other than us,
yeah,
probably.
Right. I mean, Mac's loaded and the star of the league, Paige Jones in New Bremen. I mean, how good is that girl?
She accepted the offer at, well, she might Michigan. Have struggled. Yeah. At Michigan. And we scrimmaged them last Thursday. And we didn't play Cassidy a whole lot, and we were able to pull away with them by a handful of points. But you can just tell Diana's got her hands full, and she's even like every play she's just putting her head down. But she'll get them where they need to be. But the thing is, they didn't go to Paige all the time, and if they do, good things will happen. And I think she's trying to spread it out right now. So obviously, Paige is going to be.
Paige, a junior?
Yeah.
I thought she was only junior.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, the Coldwater tip-off thing, and you went over and watched some of that in games, right?
Mm-hmm.
You took the whole team over, right?
Yeah. Yep. Most of them went over there. Yep. We watched Coldwater was there. St. Henry was there. New Knoxville was there. And then some non-MAC schools were there. But we play Fort Laramie this year, and they were there. And we play St. Mary's, and they were there. But, I think... It'll be, it's hard to say, but I think it'll be a down year for a lot of the teams in the MAC. I think a lot of them are rebuilding. St. Henry lost a lot of seniors, and their outside hitter tore her ACL this summer, so she's out, and they have a new coach, and but they'll always...
They're St. Henry.
Yeah, right. They're St. Henry, and, Marin Local lost quite a few, too, and we saw them over the summer, and competed with them, and then Coldwater will be the team to beat, hands down. They just
very solid.
They don't have very many weaknesses, and even Coldwater, they have a freshman that's going to be Lauren Gillian will play a big role for them, and they have a few seniors, Paige Hardings, who's going to be pretty dominant up there, but they don't have a whole lot of weaknesses, and. Versailles has a few back. And even Delphus, a lot of our girls like Kelsey and Kaya and Alexis played with a couple girls from Delphus, and their middle and their setter. And, they looked well over this. They looked pretty good.
Well, that's the thing about club volleyball. You see all these girls, so you know every team and who they're. So, and you know what? Bring them on, right?
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
We're ready.
Yeah. We are ready. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, thanks for coming in, sweetie.
Thanks
You're a champ.
Out.
Yep. You're a champ. We wish you nothing but the best, and we'll get up and watch. We'll get up there and, like we say, Fort Recovery Radio is going to be at every game.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't on PG-14 or WCSM, we'll simulcast. But
all right. Sounds good.
We're rooting for you, kiddo.
Thank you.
Good luck.
See ya.
Chelsea Rogers, head volleyball coach of your Lady Indians, and they open up for real tomorrow night. And,
yep.
And Chelsea's a champ. I appreciate her stopping up. I know the first day of school, and there's nothing worse than that first night after the first day.
You're wore out.
She was nice enough to stop up and talk to us for an hour. And man, I tell you, she's got some good young players coming up there.
Oh, I think so, too. I think we both sides right now, it's going pretty good for recovery right now.
Well, I think you guys touched on one of the most important things is they like her.
Yeah, that's right.
That is huge. Yep.
That's monstrous.
Patiently waiting on the ballads, boys, from Caleb Martin.
Caleb was in on the same.
Oh my God. Yeah. I listened to that.
I got
you
to talk hear
about
part
some
of it.
Turds, man. That was,
we were laughing a lot.
We were, but that was a lot of fun last Wednesday night sports talking. And Fee, you had a nice little weekend. You went and watched your daughter play down in Kentucky.
Yeah,
talk a little bit about how they did.
They did all right. They played two teams that were ranked in the top 25 and went four games with both of them, and every game was close. Yeah. So felt pretty good. And they got a freshman setter, and she'll go through some growing pains, but I like her. I think she's going to be pretty good. Yeah. They got a sophomore libero that she did a real nice job back there too, and she's got a couple nice recruits she brought in, a couple good hitters. So
how about little Kels?
Kels played really well. I thought she did a good job.
Yeah.
She did a really good job. They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
And that's what I was hoping.
Right. Senior season, let's have some fun.
Yeah, I think she's going to have some fun, and I can tell Kels is up. She's pretty relaxed.
That's great.
That's what I wanted to see, you know. I think she
should be relaxed right now because she's in Texas.
Yeah, she's out in big Texas right now. In fact, I think she might call us here.
How about that? They get play down in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get home Sunday evening, pack their bags, and leave Monday morning for Texas for the week.
That's a long bus ride.
Big.
Yeah, that's a pretty good – that's a good week, ain't it?
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Life of a college athlete. Not bad gig. And
pretty good
I seen her at she's down there, and there was cows going down the street.
Big old longhorns.
Yeah, big longhorns.
Running with the bulls in Texas?
Yeah. Yep, yeah, absolutely. The UNOH volleyball team. And you know what? That's neat that she gets to do that, and hopefully gets a chance to buzz in here, and we'll talk to her.
Some neat stuff, and she comes back. Yeah, next week they have their own tournament, the Silver Spur deal. So
okay.
That'll be out there. And then week after that, they go to Fort Wayne. They got a tournament there. So they're going to get a lot of games in.
Do they have the same coach as last year?
Yeah. Laura's back. And I think she seems really relaxed, too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
She seems feeling pretty good about everything. So
Good.
I think we went out and ate with them the one night, the whole team. And they all seemed to be having fun. So they won one the next day and lost one. So they ended up 1-3, and then they played a Texas team last night, and they won pretty easy. So
well, good.
Then they got three more this weekend.
Good for Kelson. Hope she's having fun out in Texas. Well, we open up Friday night, and I cannot tell you how fired up I am about
football
it.
Football time.
Jesus.
It sounds like the scrimmage wasn't too tough last week.
Yeah, I think
I don't think they're expecting them to be much, and I think their expectations were just about right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you're talking to Brent, and they did move the ball against us.
Yeah.
But we did some things differently. You know, I think we tried to play without Will in the backfield.
Yeah.
Or defensively. Yeah. And I think that just to try to find some things out, you know, and
sure.
Because we got to find the time to rest Will.
He's got to get a break.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
I talked to Riley Post Monday, I think. He said that the Bron kid's got, he's hurting.
A little turf toe
or something.
Ooh, that's not good.
Said it might be a week or two before he's back.
Oh, really?
That's what he told me.
Well, that sucks.
I said, well, that ain't what I wanted to hear.
No,
not against Lehman.
And he said his brother, Evan, must be, he twisted something.
Evan is hurt all the time.
His ankle or something.
Evan Post is
hurt. What's your about him, either?
Yeah. Yeah, but Evan's a good athlete.
Yes,
he is.
He's also a good catcher.
He's going to be a hell of a baseball player, I think. Yep.
I agree.
But, tell you what, that Riley's a good kid, too.
Riley?
Boy, he's a smart kid, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I like them kids. It's amazing how they'll come up to you, and they'll just they want to start talking. They'll talk football. They'll talk baseball with you. It's just, you know, and I think about when I was like, I didn't want to talk to any adults. I wanted to get the hell away from them.
Right. Adults suck.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool where them kids are now.
Yeah. We open up at Lehman at 7 o'clock kickoff. Yeah, and it's at Sydney High School.
Yep.
And that's where we played last year versus Minster. So
great stadium.
It is one of the most beautiful high school football stadiums you'll ever go to. Artificial turf.
Absolutely beautiful.
God's plenty of seats. And man, it's going to be fun Friday night. And the weather sounds tremendous Friday.
Sounds
good.
Yep.
I know we're going to have a hell of a crowd down there.
Oh, I think so.
And in case you're wondering, if you're putting Google in or whatever, it's somewhere around 4th Street and Campbell Road.
Right.
So if you're just driving there, go in on 47 and
turn right before the Burger King, go all the way down to the stoplight, make a left, and then you go down under the underpass. First stoplight, make a right, and football stadium's on the
most of it depends on which way you come in. But,
right. But if you come in, through Fort Laramie to the country concert and
7 o'clock early.
Hey, raining out, bud.
Yep.
We ain't shutting it down now because I ain't going outside now.
Nope. We'll melt.
We're here till it quits raining. So, you in or out, Spencer?
Well, you
dragging butt today, or how you feeling?
I'm always dragging butt.
Are you really?
I'm not getting those 8 hours of sleep that she recommends.
You got to listen to her.
No, I ain't neither.
10 gallons of water and eight hours of sleep.
Yeah,
you're good to go.
Yeah. Well, she knows.
She knows.
She doesn't have one piece of fat on her.
No.
Well, some she is. Some fell off of when I was eating the cheese tray. Some Did fell you? Off on her. So it's actually on her clothes, but
yeah.
I think she graduated, Renee. I think she did.
Yeah, probably.
I think they were buds.
Were they?
Yeah, I think they were buds. I remember, right?
419-516-0702. If you're out there listening, we'll talk about Indian sports. We'll get you right online. If you got questions for me and Fee, we'll be glad to answer them. Closing ceremonies happen Sunday, Fee, and glad it's over.
Yeah.
Closing ceremonies suck ball. Suck.
Yeah, I'm not a big
stunk.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of color.
Yeah, you're pretty.
Color, man, I don't know.
And the Japanese prime minister jumped out of a cake or something.
What was that all about? Dude, man, what's happening?
Nice.
I was like, this is cool.
I'm sure most of the people there had no idea who it was.
Nope. And then the you know, it's a shame that they talk about the biggest deals that come out of the Olympics, but the Ryan Lochte deal.
Yeah, it was a little black eye there.
Yeah.
Not good.
Idiots. I don't
pretty
like
stupid.
Idiots.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
And he cost himself a lot of money.
Yes, he did.
But the thing about that is that he's I don't know how old he is.
I think he's I think they said 31 or 32. Okay, I didn't think he was that old. I think they said 31 or 32.
But when he gets these $1 million endorsement from Speedo or whatever it is, he's done anyway. So they're going to drop him,
absolutely,
because he's dead anymore in the swimming area anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're Speedo and you got Ryan Lochte who's finishing up his career, give me a reason to drop you and I'll save myself $1 million.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and did he get a bad deal? Probably.
Might have.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Stupid.
But, 3 years ago, Phelps got a DUI.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
And he was smoking dope. And he had pictures of him
bonging.
Right. So.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
So, yeah. He probably got screwed on that deal, but if he didn't have to lie and be a moron.
No, that was the dumb thing. Nah. What the heck?
No. Nah.
But
first of all, just don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Don't just say. Keep quiet, and if nobody says anything, you don't worry about it.
Yeah, just drunk.
Yeah, stupid. Been there.
No, you haven't.
No, never.
Not Fee.
Nope. Never.
Not Fee.
He was there when other people were.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
Kind of like me.
Yes, you were there. You've been there a lot of times.
Bob has been there.
People doing stupid stuff.
What a beautiful rain outside, folks. And we're looking outside the windows here downtown, the Brick Street, looking good.
The streets get cleaned off.
Getting a good cleaning, and it's Wednesday night, 9:38 about. What you got on your computer?
So we going
9:38 and a half.
All games this year, 7 o'clock start?
I don't think.
No, just this one.
Just this one? Because I thought
they're talking
Kurt
about
said
it.
Something about they were talking about.
Yeah, they are talking about the Mac is talking about it. It's going to be here sometime. That I don't like that, but yeah.
You don't like it? Why?
I'm a traditionalist.
Oh, for God's sakes!
Hey, get done
you
earlier.
Don't care, huh?
Get done earlier.
Yeah, do get done earlier.
That's right.
And I can get back here and get stuff in archives half hour sooner and all that. But
It's gonna help. And then you can get your 8 hours.
Then you get your 8 hours.
On a Friday night, maybe. Yeah.
There you go.
Be feeling great.
Be feeling Saturday awesome. Morning. You'll be running out Gen X's.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I won't have, it's Generation Fitness. It's not Gen X.
Why do I say that?
I'm not sure. There is such a thing as Gen X. But, oh, Generation X. That's what they talk about. That's right. The 30-year-olds or 20-year-olds or something. I don't know.
So it's Generation Fitness.
Yep.
Generation Fitness.
With a G.
No, the J for Jen. Jenny. Thompson. Stop it.
Okay, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What else we got to talk about? How about
Reds are hot. I seen Bill the other day said they got beat by a touchdown and a field goal.
Yep. Yeah, he killed, didn't he?
Yep.
Sean Toby says junior high football is at New Bremen tomorrow.
Yep, got to go to New Bremen.
So
fired
know,
up.
I got a big day tomorrow. I got to get my my consultation for my butt cleaning.
Ooh.
Colonoscopy.
Ooh, awesome.
You ever had one, Spencer?
No.
You've never had a colonoscopy?
No.
Ain't you supposed to?
Yeah.
You never had one?
No.
You had one?
You betcha.
You're a farting skeeter?
Skeeter. It's not exactly what I was looking forward to, but
I'm a little nervous.
Piece cake.
I ain't real happy about it.
Worst part's all that. The beginning prep stuff's the worst.
So, like, the night before I go up, I got to drink a bunch of, like, chalk?
Yeah, chalk. Gallon of chalk.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
It's awesome. Then you just get...
You going to coach me through it?
Yeah.
You going to help me out? Hold my hand?
I'll hold your hand. Ugh. There'll be a lot of noises going on.
Spencer, you getting one too? Let's do it. Let's get a twofer.
Let's do it on the radio.
Like when? What are you talking about? Tomorrow?
I go up tomorrow. I got to be in Lima at 10 o'clock.
I'm pretty sure I can't do that.
Well, I think tomorrow it's just a talk.
Oh, they're just going to talk.
Yeah. Then they get my money. I got prepay. I don't know what I got to do. Pay my COBA out or something.
Uh-oh, hey, we got us a call.
Uh-oh, this is going to be good.
See what we have here. Hello, you are on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have here?
Hello, this is Kelsey Healy calling from Texas.
Texas! All right.
Hi, Kels.
How are y'all doing?
How are y'all doing? She is in Texas.
All right, Texas. I like it.
She's been there too long.
Have you found any Texas Cowboys yet, sweetie?
I have not.
Did you guys play today?
We did not. We played yesterday in Waxahachie, and we won. We played great.
Super. Waxahachie.
Waxahachie, Texas.
That ain't bad.
Waxahachie, yes.
So what's your itinerary now the rest of the week? You play again tomorrow?
We do not. We do not play until Friday. We play two games Friday and two games Saturday.
Two Friday and two Saturday.
Yes.
Big. So then you... what, do you guys fly out on Sunday then, huh? Or what do you do?
Yeah, we fly out Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
So is this like every year you guys always make a trip, and it's been in Florida, right? And it's been... So does this take over for Florida, or are you still going to Florida?
No, this takes over for Florida this year.
Yeah. So what do you think of Texas so far?
It's different. It's the first place we went kind of reminded me of Nashville, actually. It's called, like, the Stockyards, but it's a lot more, like, country. There's like bulls that just walk through the street, and there's people on horses, but it's like lit up at night. It's pretty cool. But now we just drove 5 hours to our weekend tournament, and there are like tumbleweeds rolling across the road, like,
nice.
Like an old western Texas movie.
You're in a movie.
Pretty cool.
Huh. So where are you at now?
I'm not really sure where we are, actually. We're in Plainview. We play Wayland Baptist this weekend in their tournament.
Wayland Baptist.
Well, all right, let's go. How's senior year going, sweetie?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad preseason's over. I'm ready to, I'm glad to start games. I'm ready to play.
Okay, so let me ask this, Kels. You are a senior, and has school started yet?
What did you say?
Has school started yet?
No. I just finished summer classes, actually, like, early. Summer classes end Friday, actually, like, technically. But we went to Kentucky last weekend and then Texas this week, so we had to finish early. And then our classes don't start until September 12th, so it's pretty nice. Now we're just playing.
She got a little break now.
Oh, that's big, ain't it?
Yeah.
That'd be a tough trip if you still had to do your homework.
Yeah, it would be. So it's nice. It's hard because you got to study hard for the last, like, 2 weeks. But it's nice now because now I have, like, a 3-week break.
That's a good break.
So Kelsey, you're a senior this year, and you got a lot of freshmen on your team and a lot of sophomores. So you've been in the program 4 years, and you've watched other seniors step up to the plate and guide the underclassmen. So do you take some of what you've learned and try to bring it on to your freshmen and just try to make it as enjoyable as it can? Because you're 18 years old, and now you're in Texas, and it's got to be a little bit of an eye-opening experience to some of them young girls.
I do. One of the girls texted me actually from my freshman year, and she just said, while you're in Texas, you know, it is about winning and losing right now, but it is about the memory. So make sure that you have fun. And I think I carry that on to the girls that are here too, because I think it's my senior year, so I want to have fun. But I think of all the awesome memories I had my freshman year and sophomore and junior year, but I definitely try to make it fun for them too. So it's an experience. Like, I remember I was going to Florida my freshman year, and I remember how much fun we had. So I hope that the girls are having fun, and I think we are. I mean, they're just like you said, their eyes are being open to different things, and we are from all over. Like, it's weird to think, like, people ask us, oh, where are you guys from? And we say Ohio, but really there's only two of us from Ohio. There's Indiana and Michigan, Sweden and Serbia and Brazil. We have tons of people on our team this year. So I definitely take what I've learned from past seniors, and I try to do the things that I think were most remembered by me, especially like on the court. I remember certain things that they did that I thought, oh wow, like I'm ready to go now because of stuff she said. I definitely take that and try to give to my underclassmen so they remember things like I remember things.
Amen, kiddo. Yes, what a great answer. So you know, you got a pretty proud guy sitting across from me here, and I know when he talks about, like, this weekend at Kentucky, and you know, Grandpa and Grandma's down there, and Mom and Dad, and they've been a pretty good support staff for you. What do you think?
They do. I have so much support. It's awesome. I just think every time I post pictures, like, I posted a Facebook status or something about also my last first game or something, and I had, like, Coach Patch wrote on there. There are so many people that wrote on there, and I just think, oh, I'm so loved. I have so much support. There's so many people in Fort Recovery that support me, and that's huge. Like, I don't know. I think there's a girl from Versailles, too, and I know she, when she posts pictures, she gets all her love, too. It's so awesome to be from a small town because it just makes me, every time I see all that stuff, it's awesome. And I think, like, my last game on senior night last year when I was a junior, I had half the section at our game. Like, that's crazy. It's awesome.
It was awesome.
I can't wait to have a home game to see all that there.
Amen, yep. Kiddo.
Yep. We're looking forward to it.
So you get back Sunday. Are you going to get your butt home for a little while?
It just kind of depends. We got our schedule until the end of August, so we'll get our September schedule when we get back. But usually I stay up there just because I do get all the support, so it's nice to have them. We have a Labor Day tournament, so if you're listening, come watch. It'll be our first home game.
Yep. That'll be a fun one. You got some good teams coming in there. You play, what, Friday and Saturday of next week?
Yep.
And then the week after that, I think you go to Fort Wayne and play a couple. So,
yes. Now, do you play Cassidy Rammel's team up there this year at Fort
Wayne? We do again, actually, but it's in Michigan. It's in Grand Rapids, so it kind of stinks that we're so close, but we play so far away.
Yeah.
It's that, it's a cornerstone tournament, and that's where we play them again.
Yeah, it's in middle October, I think. That'll be a fun one.
Yep.
You get some Fort Card people up there.
Absolutely, because there's a lot of casinos up there, too. Not that I gamble or anything. But hey, I love you. And I think we're rooting our crap off. We're rooting the crap out of you, you know. We want you to have a lot of success. But when you explained being a senior and teaching, I couldn't want a better senior leading them and teaching me than you, Kels.
Okay, I missed the last part. Sorry.
Well, I just think as you as a senior being the leader, and if I was a freshman, you would be the perfect person to lead me.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I hope they think the same thing.
Yep. Keep playing hard and having fun.
All right, thank you.
Have fun.
I just want to shout out to the Fort Recovery team as well. I wish you guys luck this season. Play hard. And just for the seniors too, like, my last year as well. You're going to miss it. Like, I think it's been a long, like, 4 years here at school, but I would not trade it for anything. So play hard and give everything you got in every game.
Atta girl.
We'll be right back after this. Thanks for calling in, Kels.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, babe.
Bye-bye.
The remodeling at Mary Kalane's is done. They're now open with many new features, but the same great food. Call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up, or go inside and pick up your food and check out the changes they made this summer. New carpeting, new bar, draft beer. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, and don't forget to sign your team up for the bowling season starting soon. The newly remodeled Mary Kalane's now open. Stop by and check it out. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. Are you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
St. Joe Homecoming Festival is right around the corner, coming up September 9, 10, and 11. The festival will kick off on Friday night with a cornhole tournament at 10 p.m. Saturday morning will feature an auction starting at 10 a.m. Outdoor Mass will be on the front lawn of the parish starting at 4:30 Saturday. Be sure to bring your lawn chairs. Saturday night entertainment features plenty of fun for the family, including an amateur horseshoe tournament and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday events include a beanbag and horseshoe tournament, kitty tractor pools, barbecue chicken dinners, a performance by comedian and juggler Mike Himmelgarn, and it will all be capped off by the huge raffle where someone will win the $1,000 top prize. You can stay up to date with this year's events by liking the St. Joe Festival page on Facebook at St. Joe Homecoming Festival. Don't miss out on all of this year's fun, September 9, 10, and 11, in the heart of beautiful St. Joe, Ohio, just 1 mile east of Fort Recovery.
Hey, Fort Recovery fans, this is Greg Schmitz, your Fort Recovery Athletic Booster President. We're selling football drop tickets this year. October 14th will be our drop. Chances to win up to $10,000. Tickets will be sold at Wrangler Hardware, Hastings Auto, Tin Snips, Mercer Savings Bank, Kalp Pharmacy, and we'll also be selling them at the Fort Recovery football games and at the volleyball games. Again, it's $20 a ticket, chance to win up to $10,000, and it's October 14th, Marion local game.
Jace, we on?
Yep.
All right,
we're back. Have
here.
Us a little ballad.
Huh? Are you kidding me?
I lost at love before.
We're back.
David Clayton Thomas.
Oh, my God. Three Dog Night.
That's good. No. There's blood, sweat, and tears.
No.
But you said, John.
Three Dog, blood, sweat, and tears.
Just once more.
Dunna. Big P loved this stuff. Crank this stuff up, especially.
Now we're having so much fun.
You treated me so kind. Now I'm about to lose my mind. You make me so.
Ivan's listening right now.
Ivan, how about a little sex?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about crap when Ivan
that was
said
a classic
that?
I didn't get to hear what Ivan said.
Once we started singing, all of a sudden our phones just started dinging wide open. Everybody had a song.
Brandon?
How about that? Yeah. Brandon? How about the... Can't stop breathing by the police. Imagine that.
Yeah. He'd drive by.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah. We're back here. 5 minutes till 10 o'clock. We're getting ready to close her down tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Chelsea for coming in.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is awesome. And she's a...
I hope she does good this year. I think they're going to be fine.
I do, too.
They're young. Oh, God, they're young.
They are young. And ain't... Yeah, you know, that's going to be... Get out there and support your volleyball team. And I know they do. They get a lot of people watching.
They do get good crowd.
Crazy moms. And
absolutely.
And we get a lot of crazy moms.
Can't beat
Fort Recovery's got crazy momitis.
Can't beat them.
Dads are cool as cucumbers.
Yep.
What do you think of that? I think right now a lot of moms are hating me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they do.
They hate me anyway. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a bunch of them fired up right now, though.
There is.
Starting it up tomorrow.
Yeah, can you imagine? How about... Michelle home and you think she's pumped?
Oh, yeah.
Jacked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I seen, we went over and ate the Pizza Hut last Friday, and who's a big boy, our stud junior?
Dang. Tyler Atchison.
No, the other one.
Keese?
Nope.
Stocker.
And Stocker. Andrew Stocker's mom's over there, and she's like,
fired up.
Oh, yeah. And she's just really chomping at the bit, you know, and she's going to Dixie. And,
yeah, I love her.
And she is, I just love her.
Oh, Julie.
She's and,
awesome.
Yeah, it is, and it's going to be a fun season, and we're going to kick it off Friday night, folks. And
can't wait.
And, you know, it's a huge game.
It is.
It is.
No
game.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, this is.
They're going to win 8 games.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we don't want to win 9.
No.
Absolutely.
Because if they win 9, they're going to beat our ass. Yeah. And that,
love
that
to
can't
win
happen.
Yep. He meant butt.
Butt. That's right.
But.
So you guys, Fort Recovery Radio, will be there with Mr. Hobbs and
Jeff
Mr. Bruns.
Hobbs and Joe Bruns. And I think they have something planned for Darian Sheffer. He might be the man on the field or something.
Oh, that'd be neat. A little on the field.
The field stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Not sure exactly what they have planned for him, but he has Mr. Hobbs texted or emailed me and said, got a plan for Darian.
Yeah.
Make sure something or other. I can't remember what it was. Made me think he might be down on the field, which would be great.
So is Jeff... he committing to anything other than just the Sydney game, or is he going?
No, he says he's going to do all of them. He might bug out on,
sure,
on the Dolphins game
or something like that.
Dolphins game is a long way for him, so he might.
Bug out. It's closer to him than it is for us.
Yeah, probably.
He buzzes up 75.
Shoot straight up.
Yeah.
Maybe, but he's 20 miles south of us.
I would say
they do a good job. Them two do a good job.
I would bet you. Let's look this up. Parkway is farther for him than Delphus.
Was it got to come across?
I'm just wondering.
Don't know.
Possibility.
Sydney, shoot up 75.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on 30. Delphus.
Delphus.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go that far north, would you?
I don't know, Spencey. I'm just saying. I'm
skating.
Hobbsy knows all the backers. Plus, he goes 90 miles an hour.
He goes 100.
Yeah. He does. He doesn't mess around. Rains.
Well,
raining, but not very hard.
Well, we went to the baseball regionals.
Yes.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Patrick Henry High School.
We went
Hamler
up the highway, 75, which was a little farther out.
Yep.
But we got back faster.
Because you get on them four lanes.
Yep. You can fly.
Yep.
You can fly on the four lanes.
Yep.
So tomorrow we got the 225 girls coming in for breakfast with Billy, and that's Jackie Leverett and
Michelle Deuce.
Michelle Deuce.
They'll
and they're
be
gonna,
in about 6:45.
And they're going to talk a little bit about the finals of the numbers of the 225, and I'm hearing they're pretty special. And
love hearing that.
And the Jubilee was 63,000.
Man,
what a beautiful time for... Great time to be an Indian,
I'll
folks.
I'll tell you what, you couldn't have got better weather for that whole shooting match.
Yeah, well, we got screwed last year with the
we term. Did.
Yeah.
We got humped last
so
year.
So good Lord says, you know what, folks?
We're gonna make up.
Let's do it.
Make it up.
You agree with me?
I agree.
Oh, Billy Bear and the Beaters.
Billy Bear and the Beaters.
When you're standing before me
with tears in your eyes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Trying to tell me that you... Oh, I love this song.
That was a good song.
It's pouring down now.
That's one of the first karaoke songs I heard that I liked, and it was Bubba singing it.
Bubba,
yeah,
he blasted
this
one.
Man, I haven't sang this song forever. I tell you who, Kim Feely loved me singing
this. Yeah, we make out like that every time.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. You killed my love life when you quit singing it.
Did you think? Pouring down now.
I would say.
You got an umbrella, Spencey?
Yeah.
Just keep this going. This
when I'm faced with the knowledge.
The umbrella's in my house, but yeah.
You just don't love me.
Did you think I would curse you?
Mm-hmm.
Or say things to hurt you? You just don't love me no more. Oh, yeah. Billy Bear and the Beaters.
Billy Bear.
Now, here's a little trivia question for you.
What do you got?
Okay.
What you got?
Billy Vera and the Beaters was a house band.
Okay.
On a TV show.
Really?
A late night TV show. Come on.
No idea.
This was probably 10 years ago.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Before this song, never heard of them since.
No.
Nope.
That's
a
long
that's
time. That's a good
ago.
Guess.
How about
Spencey's looking it up right now.
No, I'm finding some more stuff.
Let me think here. He's a white dude.
God dang it.
I just had it.
Can't think of it.
Billy Vera and the Beaters. Now I'm going to have to look it up because I keep drawing a blank. That makes me mad when I do that. I do it more and more because I'm getting old.
Yep.
Well, no, you have so much information in your head. Something has to go out when something new comes in.
You think that's what it is?
Starting yes, yes. Actually, there is a little bit of scientific evidence to that. That's always been my theory, but I like heard some scientific evidence about it a year
or
so ago.
I like that theory. That's why I can't remember nothing.
You know, they're still saying Billy Vera and the Beaters.
Billy.
They're still singing? They're still together.
Still got her going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Rossburg Acres.
Rossburg.
This year.
How about Kara Seifring Benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Is now going to the Armstrong girl, Shelly Armstrong, and another person.
Heard that too.
And Bill has a thing on his website, some of the auction items.
Fantastic stuff.
Jeez.
Wow.
A week in Wyoming.
Wow.
At a ranch.
At Gary Cooper's ranch.
Which I heard is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Gary Cooper donating that thing?
I love
that's
Gary.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
And that'll bring some money.
Yeah.
That'll.
I'll get $50.
I you know what?
51.
51. I'm out. Too much.
You can't do it. Time of your life. I played this song at the football. Welcome back last year. Yeah, during the video thing.
It was a good
one. It was. I loved it.
It was well done.
And it all starts Friday night, too, bub.
Dude, we got 15 weeks in a row.
Absolutely. Time we leave it.
My daughters, unless we're going to fly to Texas.
Oh, yeah. You got to get to these because you're going to miss some games.
I'll miss about volleyball.
That's right. Tomorrow morning, Billy and Rocker, they have the 225 ladies. And we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And
yep.
Stay dry for recovery. Next Wednesday, Bubba and Feed back at them.
We'll be back.
Have a good one.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.